कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యోత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోప కుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. సో వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెకండ్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 2. ద చాప్టర్ ఇస్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ద లార్డ్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్. టుడే ఇస్ ద బిగినింగ్, ద ఫస్ట్ టెక్స్ట్. శ్రీ శుక ఉవాచ ఏవం పురా ధారణయాత్మయోని నష్టాం స్మృతిం ప్రత్యవరుధ్య తుష్టా తథా ససర్జేదం అమోఘ దృష్టిర్ యథాప్యయాత్ ప్రాగ్ వ్యవసాయ బుద్ధి. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏవం పురాధారణయాత్మయోని. నష్టాం స్మృతిం ప్రత్యవరుధ్య తుష్టాత్ తథా ససర్జే దమమోగ దృష్టి యథాప్యయాత్ ప్రాగ్ వ్యవసాయ బుద్ధి. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏవం పురాధారణయాత్మయోని నష్టాం స్మృతిం ప్రత్యవరుధ్య తుష్టాత్ తథా ససర్జే దమమోఘ దృష్టి యథాప్యయాత్ ప్రాగ్ వ్యవసాయ బుద్ధి. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏవం పురాధారణయాత్మయోని నష్టాం స్మృతిం ప్రత్యవరుధ్య తుష్టాత్ తథా ససర్జేదమమోఘ దృష్టి యథాప్యయాత్ ప్రాగ్ వ్యవసాయ బుద్ధి. ఏవం పురాధారణయాత్మయోని తథా ససర్జే దమమోఘ దృష్టి యథాప్యయాత్ ప్రాగ్ వ్యవసాయ బుద్ధి. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏవం పురాధారణయాత్మయోని నష్టాం స్మృతిం ప్రత్యవరుధ్య తుష్టాత్ తథా ససర్జేదమమోఘ దృష్టి యథాప్యయాత్ ప్రాగ్ వ్యవసాయ బుద్ధి. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ తథా ససర్జేద మమోఘ దృష్టి తథా పర్యాత్రా వ్యవసాయ బుద్ధి. మాతాజీ శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏవం పురాధారణయాత్మయోని నష్టాం స్మృతిం ప్రత్యవరుధ్య తుష్టాత్ తథా ససర్జేద మమోఘ దృష్టిః యథాప్యయాత్ ప్రాగ్ వ్యవసాయ బుద్ధిః. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏవం పురాధారణయాత్మయోని నష్టాం స్మృతిం ప్రత్యవరుధ్య తుష్టాత్ శ్రీ శుక ఉవాచ. శ్రీ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి సేడ్ ఏవం జస్ట్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే పురా ప్రయర్ టు ద మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద కాస్మోస్ ధారణయ బై సచ్ అ కాన్సెప్షన్ ఆత్మయోనిహి ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మాజీ నష్టాం లాస్ట్ స్మృతిం రిమెంబరెన్స్ ప్రత్యవరుధ్య బై రీగైనింగ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ తుష్టాత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అపీజింగ్ ద లార్డ్ తథా దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ససర్జ క్రియేటెడ్ ఇదం దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ అమోఘ దృష్టి వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ అటైన్డ్ క్లియర్ విజన్ యథా యాజ్ అప్యయాత్ క్రియేటెడ్ ప్రాక్ యాజ్ ఫార్మర్లీ వ్యవసాయ అసర్టైన్డ్ బుద్ధి ఇంటెలిజెన్స్. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The translation, Shri Shukadev Goswami said, formerly, prior to the manifestation of the cosmos, Lord Brahma, by meditating on the Virata Rupa, regained his lost consciousness by appeasing the Lord. Thus, he was able to rebuild the creation as it was before. Sri Prabhupada's purport. The example cited herein of Sri Brahmaji is one of forgetfulness. Brahmaji is the incarnation of one of the mundane attributes of the Lord. Being the incarnation of the passion mode of material nature, he is empowered by the Lord to generate the beautiful material manifestation. Yet, due to his being one of the numerous living entities, he is apt to forget the art of his creative energy. This forgetfulness of the living being, beginning from Brahma down to the lowest insignificant ant, is a tendency which can be counteracted by meditation on the Virata Rupa of the Lord. This chance is available in the human form of life. And if a human being follows the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam and begins to meditate upon the Virata Rupa, then revival of his pure consciousness and counteraction of the tendency to forget his eternal relationship with the Lord can follow simultaneously. And as soon as this forgetfulness is removed, the vyavasaya buddhi, as mentioned here, and in the Bhagavad Gita 2.41 follows at once. This ascertained knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, this ascertained knowledge of the living being leads to loving service of the Lord, which the living being requires. The kingdom of God is unlimited. Therefore, the number of the assisting hands of the Lord is also unlimited. The Bhagavad Gita 13.14 asserts that the Lord has His hands, legs, eyes and mouths in every nook and corner of His creation. This means that the expansions of differentiated parts and parcels called jivas or living entities are assisting hands of service to the Lord. The conditioned soul, even in the position of a Brahma, forgets this by the influence of illusory material energy generated out of false egoism. One can counteract such false egoism by invoking God consciousness. Liberation means getting out of the slumber of forgetfulness and becoming situated in the real loving service of the Lord, as exemplified in the case of Brahma. The service of Brahma is the sample of service in liberation, distinguished from the so-called altruistic services, full of mistakes and forgetfulness. Liberation is never inaction, but service without human mistakes. श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मिलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम. वंदेहम श्री गुरोः श्रीयुत पदकमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपम साग्रजातम सहगण रघुनाथान्वितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च. नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम. So in this purport we see the beginning of second chapter of second canto. The chapter itself is entitled The Lord in the Heart, and Shukadev Goswami is beginning with the example of Brahmaji. So what happens in the life of Brahma? In just one day of Lord Brahma, 1000 cycles of Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar and Kali Yuga. These four yugas repeat 1000 times. So you can imagine how long is one day of Brahma. In the morning time when Brahmaji wakes up, then he has to again begin the creation. He has to create different planets. Then he has to create different living entities. And then the day goes on. You know. As we can see, it's such a huge amount of time for one day of Brahma. During the night, there is annihilation. And Lord Brahma sleeps. For how long? It's the same amount of time. He sleeps in the night time. That means 1000 cycles of four yugas. Such a huge amount of time he is asleep. And all the other living entities are also in subtle state. That means at that time there are no material elements. There is no mind. There are no anything gross, anything material available, everything has been annihilated. So all the living entities are residing back in the body of Mahavishnu. So such a huge amount of time passes in the night time of Brahma. And when Brahma wakes up, like most of the times we wake up, we are forgetful. When we wake up, we are not aware at that very moment who we are. The moment we wake up, exact that moment, we still need time to reboot ourselves. We still take time to remember what happened yesterday. What is the time? What day is it today? What am I supposed to do today? This remembrance comes from Krishna within the heart. Like Krishna speaks in Srimad Bhagavad Gita that sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishtaha mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So Krishna is saying that I am resided in the heart of everyone and I am the one who gives the knowledge, the remembrance. So if Krishna decides that let me not give him remembrance for one day, then we would be wandering clueless for that day if Krishna doesn't give us that remembrance. And sometimes we also know that sometimes a person gets the shock of his life. A news may come about death of someone. Or sometimes in an accident, a person may find himself or his body in a very bad condition. And that time, he forgets. The pain or the numbness, that is also given by Krishna out of mercy, even the forgetfulness. So smriti, jnana, and even apohanam, the forgetfulness is also Krishna's mercy. Krishna gives forgetfulness for the living entity in the case when it is needed. So in the case of Brahma, when he wakes up, he also needs to meditate upon the form of Krishna. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned that that form is Virata Rupa. So Lord Brahma regains his ability, regains his consciousness after such a long deep sleep by meditation on Krishna, on Virata Rupa actually. So here Srila Prabhupada later on mentions that beginning from Brahma down to the lowest insignificant ant, there is a tendency of forgetfulness, which can be counteracted by meditation on Virata Rupa. A Brahma Stambha Paryantam Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat Satyam Satyam Puna Satyam Harir Namaiva Kevalam. There is a beautiful verse that right from the throne of Brahmaji down to an insignificant straw in the lowest of the planets, everything has been covered by the illusory potency of Krishna. Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat. And illusory potency itself means that you are in forgetfulness, that you are put into illusion. You have been put into a state of forgetfulness of who you are, of who Krishna is and what is the relationship between the Jiva and the Supreme. Because of that forgetfulness, we suffer. So, in that verse it says, Satyam, Satyam, Puna Satyam, Harir Namaiva Kevalam. Everything has been covered by the illusory potency of Krishna, right from Brahma to an insignificant straw in the lowest planet. But there is only one real thing. Satyam, Satyam, Puna Satyam, three times. Now the scriptures are meant for intelligent class of men. And intelligent people don't need to be told one thing three times. They understand by listening once. But why three times Satyam, Satyam, Puna Satyam? Three times it has been said to give stress. The only real thing, the only substantial thing, entity in this entire material world is Harir Namaiva Kevalam. So much stress has been given on the holy name of Krishna. Why? The reason is that the state of forgetfulness, right from Brahma to all the living entities, that state of forgetfulness can be easily negated. One can cross this state of forgetfulness. One can invoke the remembrance of Krishna quite easily, without any difficulty, just by remembering the holy names of Krishna. So it is very simple process. That's why it has been stressed 3 times that sometimes we might think that it's not possible, that everything has been covered by material energy and the way out is only chanting holy names of Krishna. Sometimes it appears too easy to be true. But that's why it is given so much importance, that satyam satyam puna satyam hari namaiva kevalam. So here Srila Prabhupada also mentions in some of the purports that Virat Roop is actual, not real, direct manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is only imaginary, or it is manifestation of impersonal Brahman. So Srila Prabhupada, he stresses many a times that one should, instead of focusing on Virat Rupa, one should focus on the actual personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. Here in the later on purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna is everywhere, because Krishna's energy, the material world, Krishna, he has expanded in different forms. And in one sense, if we see that entire material world and the spiritual world, they are body of the Supreme Person. So, for the person who cannot really perceive the actual threefold bending form of Krishna, the person who cannot perceive Satchit Ananda Vigraha, the person who doesn't want to meditate or doesn't want to even think about the actual form, if it's very hard to believe for such a person, it's given that you can see the beauty of the Supreme Personality in the beauty of nature. You can see the power of God in the power of nature. Just like one time Srila Prabhupada was walking with his disciples, and one disciple, he showed that it's so beautiful sight that we are walking on the seashore and the sun is setting. So he said that, Srila Prabhupada, the sun is setting, the setting sun looks so beautiful. Srila Prabhupada immediately said that just imagine if the setting sun is so beautiful, how much more beautiful would be the artist who created this beautiful setting sun. So Srila Prabhupada always stressed on moving our consciousness, moving the object of our consciousness from seeing only the external beauty of the nature to seeing the person behind that beauty. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that the sakar form, the personality of Godhead, is origin of Brahman. Just like the person, he is the cause of his voice or sound. The sound coming from a person is impersonal, but the sound has no existence of his own. The person is the source and the sound comes. Or a fan. The fan is moving. The fan has a form. But the air that is coming from the fan, the air has no form. Or the light lamp, it has a form, but the light itself doesn't have a... So Srila Prabhupada stresses that the formless or the impersonal Brahman is not the ultimate reality. The impersonal Brahman is only effulgence that emanates from the personality of Godhead. That personality is all-pervading, everywhere. So one time, one guru, he wanted to test his disciples, how much they have learnt. So in a gurukul, a guru gave a mango to his disciples. All the young little kids. He gave one mango each and he said, this very tasty mango you can eat, but there is one condition. The condition is that you should eat the mango without anyone seeing you eating. That is the condition. No one should see you. So many students got very happy. Wow, very easy condition. So the guru said, go. You can go, find a place where nobody is watching. And you can eat it and come back and tell me. So one student went. He went to his room. He switched off the lights. And he ate the mango. One student ran. He went inside the blanket. He ate the mango. One person went, walked far, far away. He went all the way on the top of a mountain. And he looked everywhere. Nobody's watching. So he ate the mango. All different people tried their own techniques. One jumped inside the water. And he ate while swimming inside. He ate it. And he thought, I did it. All the different students came back and told their, different ways how they ate the mango. There was one student who brought the mango as it was. So the guru was very curious. He asked, how come you didn't eat the mango? How did you bring it back? So that student said that, Guru Maharaj, I realize that wherever I go, the personality of Godhead, supreme personality of Godhead is present. So the condition that no one should watch can never be fulfilled. Wherever I go, Krishna is there. Somewhere, in some form, He is always there with me. And even if I find a secluded place and if I'm somehow making sure that the sun is not watching me or the moon is not watching me, the two eyes of God, but still there is the Paramatma that is residing in my heart, so I cannot really escape. There is nothing I can do without Krishna watching me. So that guru said that you are the only qualified disciple because you have understood the real essence of all the scriptures. So Srila Prabhupada here mentions that the Virata Rupa is only temporary in one sense, or it is also imaginary in one sense. It is just manifestation of impersonal form. Because entire material creation is annihilated. And again it is rejuvenated. So it is not the form that is everlasting as it is. If someone only wants to see the material nature as the supreme. So Srila Prabhupada stresses on that factor as well. But then Srila Prabhupada also mentions that by the mercy of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, by the mercy of all the previous acharyas, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees have achieved even better form of Krishna, which is not a manifestation, which is as it is, Sakshat Krishna. So I want to ask you, what are the four different entities that you can tell me which are considered non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The Supreme Personality of Godhead and that one entity, they are considered same. Sakshat Krishna. Holy name of Krishna. So Bhakta Das Prabhu is telling holy name of Krishna. So like we said, that satyam satyam puna satyam harir nama eva kevalam. The holy names of Krishna is considered as it is Krishna. Krishna has incarnated in the age of Kali as his holy name. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. And also it is mentioned, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself mentions, Abhinnatvat Nama Namino. Srila Prabhupada, he writes in that the Nam and the Namni, the person, Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and his holy names, there is no difference. So that is one holy name. What is the second? Archa Vigraha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say that Pratima Nai Tumi Sakshat Vrajendra Nandana. That you are not just a statue. You are not just some, you know, idol that is made up of some wood or some metal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, Pratima Nahi. You are not just a reflection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Sakshat Vrajendra Nandan. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we see that Srila Prabhupada gave us these deity forms. The deities are considered as it is manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Especially when the deities are installed by a pure devotee of Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada, when he installed these deities here, we can understand that a pure devotee has the capacity to invoke Krishna. He can actually invite the Supreme Personality of Godhead to reside in the deity. So at the time of prana pratishthapana, at the time when they have the ceremony, when they actually invoke the deities, they actually invite the Supreme Lord to reside with us. That time, actually Krishna accepts the invitation and he stays with the devotee forever. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you are Sakshat Vrajendra Nandan. You are not just a mundane form. And what is the third one? Shrimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita. Past times. So, Shrimad Bhagavatam also is as we know, that Shrimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Swadhamopagate. Dharma Jnana Dibhi Saha Kalau Nashta Drishamesha Puranarko Dunodita. When Krishna left, then the world became bereft of knowledge and there was darkness everywhere. So to remove the darkness of this entire world, Krishna reincarnated again in the form of the book, Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada, he had complete faith that when he came to the United States of America, he brought Srimad Bhagavatam. So that was his only possession. And Srila Prabhupada, when he brought the Srimad Bhagavatam with him, he came thinking that Srimad Bhagavatam wants to go to the Western world. It's not me who is going to the Western world to preach. It is the desire of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in Srimad Bhagavat Puran, in Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmya, it is said, the Bhakti Devi is saying that Idam Sthanam Parityajya Swadesham Gamyate Maya. So Bhakti Devi is saying that in the future, after many, many years, I will go outside of this holy place of Vrindavan. And I would go in the Western world. I would go in the outside countries. So that is the desire of Bhakti Devi. So Srila Prabhupada, we can understand, he is a chosen person to fulfill the desire of the goddess Bhakti Devi. You know, the devotional personification. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni, he says that sada sevya Srimad Bhagavati katha yasya shravana matrena hari chittam samashrayet. Narad Muni is saying that there is no question of how many times Srimad Bhagavatam should be read, how many times one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. He says sada sevya. Constantly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, sada sevya, Srimad Bhagavati katha. Why? యస్య శ్రవణ మాత్రేణ, జస్ట్ బై ద ఆరల్ రిసెప్షన్, జస్ట్ బై హియరింగ్ అవర్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, హరి చిత్తం సమాశ్రయత్, కృష్ణ విల్ రిజైడ్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్, ఆల్ ద రిమెంబరెన్స్ విల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్, ఆల్ ద ఫర్గెట్ఫుల్నెస్ విల్ బి డిసిపేటెడ్ జస్ట్ బై హియరింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. లైక్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్పోర్ట్, లార్డ్ శ్రీ బ్రహ్మ హీ ఈజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్గెట్ఫుల్నెస్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్, అండ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ టు మెడిటేట్ సో లాంగ్, such a tedious process he had to meditate in order to regain his consciousness. We don't have to go through so much of meditation, we just have to sit and hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. It is very easy and simple process for the living entities living in the age of Kali, and because of such a easy process, even the demigods residing in the heavenly planets, they desire a birth on the earthly planet as a human being in the age of Kali, so they also can perfect their lives and go back to Godhead. So that is the third. And what is the last one? Fourth? Guru Maharaj, Shri Guru. So that is also considered Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastre. So in the morning we pray that because of the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. And because of the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. So when Nityananda Prabhu came in Navadvip for the first time, nobody knew him. And he was hiding in the house of Nandanacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came one day in the morning time and he said, I saw a dream. In my dream I saw the beautiful chariot of Balaram. And I saw that a great Mahapurush, a great personality was there in that chariot, and he was asking, where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Where is the house of Nimai Pandit? And I can see that that person is non-different than me. And he was telling all the devotees that, like, I saw this dream. That means there has to be one great personality has appeared in Navadvip. So he sent the devotees to find Nityananda Prabhu. So all the devotees, like Srivas Pandit, Haridas Thakur, all the devotees, they went, every house they went searching, who is that personality who has come in Navadvip? Who is that person who is non-different, who is second body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, my eternal brother has come. Who is that person? They searched every house, everywhere, but they came empty-handed. And they told that we went into the houses of Mayavadis, we went into the houses of Jnanis, devotees, we went in the houses of even all the materialistic people, we went everywhere, we went to all the temples, we searched everywhere, but there is no such person that you are describing. We never found any person that you are saying is such a great person and he looks exactly like you and he is more merciful than you. Who is that person you are talking about? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and he said, come with me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the front. All the devotees started to follow him and they were chanting Hare Krishna. They were loudly performing Sankirtan. And they were just following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought all the devotees in the house of Nandanacharya. And there, all the devotees saw the beautiful form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And so beautifully described, Nityananda Prabhu was completely immersed, engrossed in the ocean of bliss. He was floating on the ocean of bliss of Krishna Prem. Everyone saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then they would see Nityananda Prabhu. They would see Mahaprabhu Chaitanya here and they would see Nityananda Prabhu. And they would see both are equally beautiful. They both look equally magnificent. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced all the devotees to Nityananda Prabhu. Here, Nityananda Prabhu is the Adi Guru, eternal Guru of all the persons. He is also called as Samashti Guru. So from this pastime we can learn that by the mercy of Krishna only one gets Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought all the devotees. All the devotees tried themselves to find Nityanand Prabhu, but they failed. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the devotees, then only they found Guru. So by the mercy of Krishna, when Krishna becomes too much merciful on a devotee, then he gives that devotee a gift in the form of Guru. By the mercy of Krishna only, one finds Guru. And then, by the mercy of Guru, one invokes the remembrance of Krishna. By the mercy of Guru, Guru removes all the forgetfulness, all the layers of illusion, all the conditioning that the living entity has over millions and millions of births. So the Guru installs the remembrance of Krishna in the heart of a devotee. So we'll stop here. If anybody has any question, comments. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhrugupati Prabhu.
Thank you for a great class. One small technical question. You mentioned, I think, at the beginning, towards the beginning of your class, about how at the end of Lord Brahma's day, then the living entities are in the body of Mahavishnu. And the Bhagavad Gita in the purport, Prabhupada just says, at the end of Brahma's day, they're compact in the body of Vishnu. Is it Mahavishnu or Garbhadaksha Vishnu? Not that common sense is an important thing in Krishna consciousness, but you know, it seemed more likely to me that it would be Garbhadakshay Vishnu, since Brahma comes from Garbhadakshay Vishnu, but maybe.
There are four types of annihilations, and the three types of annihilation, the living entities don't have to go in the body of Mahavishnu. Only when Brahma dies, when Lord Brahma is forced to give up the body, that time all the living entities go in the body of Mahavishnu. That is the Prakriti Pralaya, the ultimate annihilation, when Lord Shiva destroys everything. But other times, the living entities, they remain in the subtle form in the Garbhodakshay Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada also mentions that the living entities, if they don't have any desire, then at the end of the pralaya, they go back to the Godhead. Go back to the Vaikuntha planet, if they don't have any material desire, if they have purified themselves. But if they have the desires, then the desires also remain in the seed form, and the living entity stays in the subtle form with the desires. So the desires itself cause us to come back. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned that what type of desires you cultivate, we have to be very alert about that. Because these desires stay with us in the subtle form. Even at the time of annihilation, the living entity is holding on to the desires. In such a long span of time, when Lord Brahma is sleeping, millions and billions of years, the living entity is still holding on to the desire. I want that house in the Beverly Hills. And the living entity is holding on to that. Beverly Hills has been destroyed. Beverly Hills has been annihilated. Entire earth has been annihilated. But still the living entity is meditating that, you know, I want to get married, fall in love with that girl from my fourth grade. Living entity is so, you know, completely unintelligent, immature. And because of such desires, you know, those places have been annihilated. That's why Shukadeva Goswami decides to talk about annihilation as the last. Last thing that Shukadeva Goswami is telling the dying man, Parikshit Maharaj, is annihilation. So someone may ask, like, why Shukadeva Goswami is not ending Srimad Bhagavatam with Krishna Leela? let Parikshit Maharaj enjoy Krishna Leela and in that consciousness leave the body. Right? Why is he talking about different types of annihilation? Because Shukdev Goswami is very expert. He is telling Parikshit Maharaj that everything around you is going to be annihilated. Even Lord Brahma will be forcibly taken out of his throne. He will be also annihilated. Parikshit, you don't have to worry. You are just one person. Even Brahma will die. You don't have to worry about death. Especially when you are hearing about Krishna, you are meditating about Krishna, you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you are completely protected. So that's the reason. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premananda.